mercy. And nothing can keep us apart.
So remember your people, remember your children, remember your promise, oh God. Your grace is enough, your grace is enough, your grace is enough for me.
Great is your love and justice, God.
You use the weak to lead the strong.
You lead us in the song of your salvation.
And all your people sing along.
This morning, and I say, if God's grace is not enough, where else are you gonna look? If His grace is not enough, actually, it's more than enough.
That's right.
And that's our great, great hope. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But where sin abounded, grace abounded even more. Thank God that His grace is enough. Good to see all of you with us this morning. Welcome to worship. Let's open now with a word of prayer. Father, thank you for your grace. And this morning, as I heard a little song that just reminded me, Lord, of what a tremendous and even horrible price was paid for that grace. So we dare not take it for granted. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you bore the humiliation, the shame, the pain, and the death to provide the grace that would save us and keep us from such horror. Thank you. From the bottom of our hearts, Lord, we say thank you for your grace. And we're thankful it's enough because we don't have anything to add to it. And there's nothing that we could do that would ever pay for it. So thank you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind, there's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise, there's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise, there's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, what could stand against? If our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against?
Thank you.
as your grace finds me. Yes, your grace finds me.
Thank you, God. Thank you so much. Praise you, Jesus.
Father, we give you thanks for this day. Not only the physical beauty of this day, but the beauty of being in your presence. To be together with other folks, to love and fellowship together. To humble ourselves before you and receive from you the strength that we need for the lives that we've been given to live. Thank you for your presence with us. Continue to bless us with your presence, and may we submit to your will and your leading, Father, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Hey, Rock. Did we get that? Or can we sound okay? I think I want to take care of a very exciting bit of new business, so to speak, for the church. Yesterday in our elders and deacons meeting, we began to put time and plan into our building expansion. And in a nutshell, it's a goal that this fall we have the parking lot, the new area that we'll require. And then the spring will begin the actual addition to the front of the building. We have, guessing, ballpark, about a third of the money that we anticipate this project will cost. And so we thought folks who'd been giving and folks who had interest wanted to see a little action. And so we decided we better get things in gear. And Dave Hack has a word and a little picture about what we're proposing. And there's Dave over there. Can I get him a microphone? Brian, if you would get Dave a microphone, and Dave will share a little bit about, he and Mike Piazza are kind of working together on drafts and plans and so forth. So
we're not going to take up a lot of time with this morning, but it's been a little bit over a year now since we, it's been a lot over a year, but we're still well underway, and we've not given up on our thoughts of where we're at and where we're going with this year project. But as the funds are coming in, we're still waiting for more ideas from you. So I'm going to make an offer right now that I've got a couple of drawings up downstairs. Please take a look at them. If you have any ideas, I would sure appreciate you give me a call. The number's in the brochure. Just dial me up anytime. I'll meet with you anywhere. We'll jot down your ideas and we'll add them to the ideas that we already have, so we come up with a collective idea of what we'd like to see in this building. I have a projection of three different drawings that I'm going to share with you right now. So, Brandy, if you would. The first one is basically the outline of the last drawing that our pianist has put together for us on a CAD system. He's really a talented man. As you can see, the stairs here and the nursery right there. We've got a bathroom set up over here, a bathroom set up over there. The staircase itself would end about, the porch would end about here. So this will extend out approximately 3 feet further than what we presently have. A total of 12 feet.
Laser pointer. Stand out of people's way.
Okay, right, thank there. You. Needless to say that right now we've got handicapped bathrooms designated with two restroom areas. It wouldn't have to necessarily have two. It may be just a single toilet type of affair. The door will certainly be larger than the one we're proposing due to fire restrictions of exiting and ideas of that nature. So I would appreciate more ideas. I really, really would like to see more and more. Brandy, could we have the next one? This is basically an overhead of what it would look like. An entrance over here. We've since then decided that an exit over here would not necessarily be a good thing, so we're going to eliminate that. That would give us a good place to put chairs, because as you can see, our assembly is already filling up the building pretty good. We're going to have to set out more chairs as time goes on. We would have these chairs readily available. Again, ideas. I appreciate them. Brandy, next one. All right. We're looking at the parking lot itself. The parking lot would come in over here. We'd really like to contact the state and see if we can get access and egress off of the main road itself. There should not be a problem with that as long as we're not trying to cross the medium. In the meantime, if there is, we can come off the side here. We could also come off the back of the lot here for this parking lot. We would continue the staircase as it was and bring it around to the side of the building, so we would have the same access off of that. Ideas? Looking for more ideas again. We do need state approval on a lot of stuff. We don't exactly know where our lot line meets with the state, so we will be busy with them. We'll be busy with engineers getting ideas on what we need for products and materials. I'm going to start putting together a list that I can present down at the hardware store to turn around and find out what our material costs will be. So as we go on, we'll continue to update you on what we got. That's really all I have at this time. Like I say, there's a drawing downstairs. Take a look at that if you want to add to it in any manner or form.
Thanks, Dave. So I'm sure he's serious about the fact that your ideas and a time to sit down privately and talk about that, where you can exchange ideas about what you think, because we do want this to be what it should be to meet the needs ongoing. So we are excited to see this happen. As I've said, one of the things about our church, sometimes we're slow, but sometimes we get her done. So we're planning to do that. And a lot of things we kind of think maybe it's negligence, and sometimes it could be God's timing when things are just right. So we're moving in that direction. If you would look at the announcements that are in the bulletin, I think most of those you can read and act accordingly. I do want to tell you that on July 30th, our concert with His Heart, I'm anticipating that that's going to be a great Sunday. We're planning Southern gospel singing and good old Southern barbecue dinner. And it'll be no cost to anybody. I've been calling friends of mine in Louisville and other places, and man, that sounds good. We think we'll be there. So invite your friends. It's a great, great opportunity for fellowship to really be blessed and just enjoy a real summer of worship and praise. So don't miss that unless you absolutely have to. So that's on July 30th. This afternoon, our baptism service, 5 o'clock, and then a time of fellowship, fishing, boating, playing games, have a cookout. I think there's an insert in your bulletin about maybe what to bring, and so please give note to that. And we hope that many of you can join us for that. I think we have at the present time about 5 people who are desiring to be baptized. And so we're looking forward to that. What a joy that will be. So please join us across the road at the Moore's Farm down there by the pond, 5 o'clock this afternoon. Is there anything that needs to be announced that I might have forgotten, that if you would share that, we'll get you a microphone and you can let us know? Mona.
I just wanted to let everybody know that I've got the books for the Bible study.
Okay.
And we'll be doing it this Wednesday here at 1 o'clock, and this door will be open and that door will be open.
All right. So you see that announcement about the ladies' Bible study. If you need the book, Mona's got it. It'll start Wednesday, and the entrances to be used are the front door there or this back door on this level. Thank you. All right. And we have no birthdays. We have no birthdays this week, unless we missed one. Is anybody having a birthday between now and the 16th of July? Well, just in case anybody forgot, mine was yesterday, okay? So I'm... and... I don't know why I said that, except it seemed like there needed to be a birthday in there somewhere. I did. I want to say I got the nicest card from Paula Moore, and it was really nice. It said, "You're one of God's miracles." And then I read the inside and it said, "It may not be one of the recent miracles, but you are a miracle." Very well chosen, Paula. Yeah. I turned 71 yesterday, and it doesn't feel much different than 70, so... I told somebody, Colleen and I went out to dinner last night and had a great time, sat out under the full moon down in Bardstown, and we got there and there was a big music festival going on the main street, and I'm kind of a quiet kind of guy, and I said, let's get on over. So we got out of the crowd and enjoyed the evening immensely and didn't get home till nearly midnight, to which Sue Ann said, "You're a real party animal, aren't you?" And I said, "Well, not as good as some, better than some." So it's good to be back. There's nothing better than just being with the folks you love in church. And so if that covers all of our announcements, if we haven't forgotten anything, I do want us to have a moment to devote to prayer. You know, there's been some sadness recently, very heavy. We've gone through it. And probably some of you read about the accident in Lexington on July 4th, Bobby Myers, a chef at Lexington Country Club. Of course, Bobby lived over here in New Perryville, near where you all live. And his funeral was yesterday, leaves behind a big family. But God's grace is, I think, evident in their lives as they are folks who were believers. But there's a great sadness. Father, 56 years old, leaving a family behind. There are a lot of things to think about with that. And then Kent, my son-in-law, has a mechanic, Brian Wethington. His mother was killed at the Salt River Bridge on 150 on Thursday, I think, between Danville and Perryville. She was only 53, Betty Wethington. I think someone overcorrected maybe and hit her head on. These kinds of things bring a great deal of sadness. But these are the things of life. And we sang, he's there in the sorrow and the joy. He's there at the dancing, the wedding. He's there at the graveside. If he weren't there, where would we be? And so for these folks who are feeling grief and some that you may know about that we don't know about, let's take a moment not only to lift them up, but whatever prayers might be on your heart, if you feel led to speak those out, we'll join with you in agreement. So let's go before the Lord in prayer.
Thank you.
Father, we do thank you for all the many, many blessings that are ours. And we just pray that today will be a blessing in every way to every person who is in this assembly for the baptismal service and the fellowship this afternoon. May we this day be channels of your blessing. May we take the blessing of the beauty of this day, the blessing of your love and grace, the blessing of your kindness, and share that in some way with other people to be a blessing to them. For we know, Father, that that's what you've asked us to do. In a simple way, you've said to love you with all our hearts and love other folks. And that's not easy for us, Father, because sometimes, in fact, quite often, we have selfish motives and we have bias and prejudice and preconceived notions and things that hinder us from loving like we ought to love. Help us to grow in that. Help us as your people to be known as a community of love, community of truth, a community of what's right, but always realizing that it's love that never fails. Teach us, lead us, and guide us, we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, the children will be dismissed to children's church. Worship team is going to lead us in a couple more songs before we hear the word for the day. So I'll ask them to come and lead us at this time.
My righteousness than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. On His unchanging grace, in every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. My anchor holds within the veil. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong. Savior's love through the storm. He is Lord, Lord of all. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love through the storm. He is Lord, Lord of.
What a beautiful name it is. the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, but your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus.
Thank you.